Hey guys, thanks for joining me, Ravons, but on A Sure Thing, as we preview racing on the first weekend of the brand new year. Festive season is slowly but surely coming to an end, so I suggest make a few rand now for that last-minute back-to-school goodies that you're going to have to give the kids if you find yourself in that situation. Racing on Saturdays on the High Veld. That's the meeting we're concentrating on, the one at Turfentine on the Stanside track. There are 9 races on the program. The first gets underway 12:05, which means that by noon, you need to be on with your free Hollywoodbet Punter Challenge entries. By and large, I think it's quite a tough card. There are a number of races that you need to play with a bit of cover. Exotics on the Tote Stars from race 2 onwards, which means that we probably can make a few rand in the opener and build a kitty and use that money to play the exotics with on the afternoon. So the first race on the program happens to be a graduation plate where we have 7 runners who will face the starter. And I'm going with the best weighted runner in this race. And that is number 1, Winds of Change. From the stable of Mike Azzi, ran a much improved race last time out and was running on very strongly despite being carried out over the final 200 meters. Finished just over a half a length in third position. Now, if you look at his form, you'll see that his last win came under Gavin Larina, and Gavin Larina is back on board. Winds of Change is also having his peak run in this race, so should be cherry ripe to bounce back to winning ways. I'm going 1 Winds of Change, ahead of 5 Calfoot, 2 African Pride, 4 I'm a Fireball. Race 2 is the opening leg of the Bipot. Here we have 6 scratchings in this race. Scratched all of 4, 5, 6, 9, 12, 14. 4, 5, 6, 9, 12, 14. All take no part. Now, I'm going to go with a horse that was carded to run on the 20th of December. Went down to the start but was declared a non-runner after the jockey was dislodged on the way to the, at the start. That means that number 1, Gulf of America, has been to the races again since that last run. And I do think that Gulf of America can win a race of this nature. Now, if we look at the last time that this horse was at the track, was slow away and just needed that comeback run over this course and distance. The horse that finished second in that race, called Inspiration, has subsequently come out and frank that form line. Now, I do think that Gulf of America will definitely strip a whole lot fitter coming into this particular race. And despite the fact that on paper is only having his second run after rest, to me, rates the horse they're all going to have to beat. So I'm going number 1, Gulf of America, to win it. Ahead of 3, Nothing Compares. 2, Fiery Frolic. And 13, Treasure State as my selections race 2. 13:15 off-time race 3, first leg of the place accumulator. Scratched here, 2, Hammer Blow. 4, Master Buddy. 7, Terrence. Field reduced down to 9 runners who will face the starter in the opening leg of the place accumulator. Maiden plate for 3 rolls to be run over 1160 metres, and I'm going with the horse that I do think ran an absolute cracker on debut, and that was number 12, Lovable. Stayed on very gamely in the closing stages, despite jumping out awkwardly on debut, definitely would have come on with the benefit of that one under the belt. Now, there's been 4 direct winners that's come out of that form line. The horse that finished second, called Tintin. The one in 7th called Magic Carpet Ride. The one in 10th called Rock Around the Clock. And the one in 13th called Gaslight Dancer have all come out to frank that form line and really give it a solid boost. To me, any amount of natural progress can be expected, and definitely Lovable to me, the horse they're all going to have to beat. So my selections here, 12 Lovable, ahead of 1 Sky Pilot, 3 Monkey's Wedding, and 6 Scented Path. Fourth race is the opening leg of the Pick 6. 13:50 the off time, scratch number 1, Skittles Skies. 8 runners will contest this merit rated 90 handicap to be run over 1800 metres, and I'm going with a horse that really has decent form lines coming into this race, and that is number 5, Jordan. Despite the fact that there is a swing at the weights that still favours number 4, Vesuvio. Now, Jordan to me, last time out when running 2nd, that was over 2,400 metres, was no match to the winner on the day. renews rivalry, as I said, with number 4, Vesuvio. And that was on his penultimate run behind Hawk Bill. That day, Vesuvio finished second. Now, here he is a half a kilo better off at the weights, but the difference in terms of length was 1.3 in Vesuvio's favour. They should finish a whole lot closer to each other, but I am favouring Jordan because he gets the services of Keegan DeMello on board, and I do think will be running on best of all going down to the wire. So I'm going 5 Jordan ahead of 4 Vesuvio. For third, I'm going with 6 Gimme a Choice. And fourth, number 6, DJ Junior. Leg 1, Jackpot 1 is race number 5 off at 14.25. Yeah, you can scratch number 1, Speedman. I'm going with number 2, Page Boy, as my first choice selection. This horse, always there or thereabout. You can see Sean Terry's first choice selection in this race has been scratched. And to me, this horse definitely has got what it takes to win a race of this nature. Shifted at the 600 and 300 last time out, and but for those two incidences, could have finished a whole lot closer than fourth, beaten just under 4 lengths last time out. Now, the horses that finished second and third that day, Open Highway and Sky Pillar Rock, have both subsequently come out and franked that form line. Page Boy, to me, is the horse that will be doing his best work late in the closing stages and should be picking them off one by one in the run to the wire. Over the course and distance for 3 runs, has got 1 win. To me, more than enough to win a race of this nature. 2 Page Boy, ahead of 3 Santiago's Pride, 10 Elusive Red, and 5 Step Into It are the selections, race number 5. That takes us on to race 6, a merit-rated 72 handicap. Scratched here is number 4, Sea Shanty. 11 runners will contest this 1,400-meter event. I'm going to go with a horse that has been runner-up in his last 2 outings, and that is number 2, Festino. From the stable of Johan Janse van Vieren, last time out, hit the front 200 meters from home, was travelling like a winner only to get pipped on the post and finish ahead back in second. Good to see Keegan DeMello retain the ride. She'd also strip fit a second run after rest, and I do think can go one better this time round. I'm going 2 Fostinova ahead of 1 Global Impact, 8 Peregrine Falcon, 9 Legendary. On to race number 7 we go. This is a merit-rated 101 handicap, a race for fillies and mares. 11 runners will face the starter at the 1160 F&M Field and More. You're probably going to need a couple of them to safely see you through this race, but a friend of mine always reminds me that my favourite horse in the Crawford Yard is probably Tuscan Romance, because every time she runs, I tip her, and guess what? I'm going to tip her again. Despite the fact that number 10, Kindred Heart, her stable companion, is 3 kilos better off at the weights for when they last met, which means, theoretically, Kindred Heart should finish ahead of Tuscan Romance. But I like the way that she won her last start at the Vol. She's a speedy sort. She'll be up with the pace from the get-go. She loves this course and distance. For 2 runs, she's got a win and a second under the belt. And I do think she can continue about her winning ways. So I'm going 11 Tuscan Romance, ahead of 8 Green Flash, 10 Kindred Heart, and 6 Poblano. Race 8 to merit-rated 84 handicap, where 15 runners will line up at the 1160-meter mark. I really like the horse that is ultra-consistent coming into this race. Just look at the form lines of number 6, Xenophon, from the stable of Sean Terry. And Craig Zaki is the one on board for the Bex. Showed speed and was just outrun last time out when having to settle for second, got beaten 1.25 lengths by the winner. That was at the Vol. This horse is ideally course and distance suited. For 2 runs, has got a win and a third under the belts. Good to see Craig Zaki stepping back on board, and I do think after 2 seconds in a row, can go on better in a race like this. I'm going 6 Xenophon to beat number 4 It's Personal, 11 Longsword, and 5 Top Division. That takes us on to the final event on the program, race 9. If all goes according to plan, should jump at 16:50 on Saturday afternoon. And I'm hoping that Sean Terry is going to have a good day, because he's the trainer I'm going with. This horse has got very good recent form. I'm talking about number 4, Maverick Queen. She had excuses. Last time out, she was bumped, but she was running on very strongly to go down and finish in second. Got beaten, what was that, 0.7 lengths by the winner. Keegan DeMello now jumps on board Maverick Queen. The reason why I like her that much is because here she's back against the girls and she can bounce back to winning ways. So I'm going 4, Maverick Queen to win it. Ahead of 8, Clarewood Rose. 1, Valivia. And 11, there she goes. That takes care of racing at Turfantine on Saturday afternoon. Trust you'll have an enjoyable and profitable afternoon's racing. Till next time, from me, Ravon. Take care. Cheers for now.